A Rochester drug company that's paid millions to settle federal charges connected to opioid trafficking says it will no longer sell any controlled substances. WXXI's Brett Dahlberg has more.
Rochester Drug Cooperative says it's purely a business decision. The company says the costs of following the rules that govern controlled substances are too high. The company settled a federal lawsuit for $20 million last April and admitted that it intentionally violated federal narcotics laws. Rochester Drug Cooperative said in court papers that it shipped dangerous and highly addictive opioids to pharmacies, knowing that the prescription medicines were being used illicitly. The company's former CEO is still facing charges of narcotics trafficking. Rochester Drug Cooperative was still allowed to distribute narcotics under increased federal oversight, but now the company says it's making a voluntary decision to stop that part of its business. A spokesperson for the company says controlled substances were a small percentage of its total sales, but a significant portion of its expenses. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.